So this is the second part of a two-part series on Jamie Lynn Nall.
Yeah.
Let's go, Jamie Lynn.
No, don't fucking call me that.
Okay, let's go.
They called me that in grade one. It's like they called the boy Jamie, and they called me Jamie Lynn.
Yeah,
it's
you're
like,
gonna be Jamie the girl.
Name.
Okay, let's go, Jamie Ash. Is there a second part with Jamie? That's her slave name.
In this episode, Jamie and Nick really hit the stride.
And as a special guest, our audiences can try and guess who's on LSD for this episode.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to tell.
It's fun games.
Return of the track, baby.
Did Miss Nall figure out that we were talking about her?
What?
Did your mom find out?
Oh, I just told her not to listen to it.
She's gonna.
She won't. She knows certain things she just doesn't want to hear.
I hope she. I hope she listens to it and just realizes that you're a very sweet person.
She probably won't listen to it.
I hope my mom listens to this podcast and has a heart attack, and these are the last fucking words she hears.
My mom's just afraid of like drugs too. She was like, "Oh, I was worried that it would hurt my babies." I was like, "It's not going to change my genetics. It's not going to change your genetics or anything like that."
Ain't nothing hurt no track, baby.
Yeah, nothing hurts the track, baby. Return of the track, baby.
Except for trains.
Yeah, trains. They squish them right up.
Thanks for tuning
from
in.
KFC, yeah. Easter.
Oh, who else is? We got Mark McHugh on this one, and Sean Gramiak is there too.
Nathan is there.
No, Nathan's not there. Fuck yeah. Nathan. No, Nathan's there? Yeah, Nathan's there. Nathan. Fuck Nathan.
Yeah, Nathan's there.
Yeah, Nathan was there sound guy.
I know, because I keep putting his Twitter handle on our website.
Stop doing that. He's not getting any followers, and I love it.
That makes sense.
It's because they realize how terrible of a person he is.
I don't get any followers either. I'm not trying.
I think it's. I don't know why I get followers from this.
Yeah, I'm really curious why you get so much. I don't know what you're doing.
I don't spin myself in a positive light at all on this thing.
Well, I don't think it's this they're listening to. I think you've done well in the social media outlet.
I'm pretty social.
You're like a little enjoy the show, everybody.
You're like a segue to an intro.
Cry out my pee hole, and then I'll be right back.
Okay, well, you do that. Nathan, we can take the microphone out of your mouth and put the gun in it, okay? And that'll be the next move.
What?
Oh! Is that a dare?
Is that a fucking dare, Nick?
Sorry, we just had a near miss in the studio.
Oh, man. I almost didn't have a face there.
Nobody can hear what she's saying, I'm sure. She's climbing the stairs. She knocked over a fire extinguisher. Baby,
okay,
whoop.
So... because this is a hot podcast. so we're probably just going to edit this part out.
Let's keep talking about things we enjoy, like this peace and quiet we're getting.
What's your favorite kid in the hall, Aaron?
What is that?
I don't know, dopey.
What do you mean, what is that?
Is it like it's a TV show?
Yeah.
Is when? It really?
It was like it from 1989 to 1994.
Did it shape your life?
Yes.
Apparently.
It paired you?
Yeah, it shaped you into a bag of condoms.
A bag of condoms. Now, are these used condoms or are these, like, still in the wrapper? Like, I want to know, what do I look jaggedy and weird, or do I look like just a bag of, like, dead kids?
What you need to ask yourself, when you pull a condom out of the wrapper, does it look like it's in shape?
No, I'm talking about, like, it looks like it's in shape when it's still in there because it's square.
Yeah.
Now, do I look jaggedy and square, or do I look like a bag of...
See what do you fucking think?
Nathan.
No, I'm sorry if I was fucking mean!
Nathan, I have a question.
Don't worry, I can take six.
Can you give me a chocolate?
I'm not experienced around situations.
You're right there! That's cheating!
It's my show.
I'm sorry, Mark. Would you like a chocolate?
Every weekend!
No. Oh, no!
Sleepover party!
Alright,
Jamie, as far as comedy goes, where do you want to go with comedy? What do you want to get from it?
Anywhere.
Okay,
I want
to start talking now.
Really, honestly? I just want to be myself, which I feel is a naturally person that wants to be funny. I just want to take that to the fullest extent in front of people.
And that's pretty much it.
You're terrifyingly honest.
Yep.
And very comfortable in your own skin.
Just. And the overt honesty is me kind of scaring myself into my own skin. You know?
So what does that mean?
I gotta own it. All the feelings that I have, I gotta put them out there. Donald Glover said it. Childish Gambino. He,
What's a Glover?
Danny Glover?
Shut up for a moment. No, I can tell you what you mean. Like, it's like, unless you're going to be completely real, there's no point in going up on stage.
I got a Glover now.
For me, like, to me, it's like, well, that's not like a statement that I'd make, like, even for myself. But right now, yes, maybe right now, in the point in my life that I'm at right now.
Jamie, I've seen you. Oh my god, I've not seen a more real comedian in the city in a long time.
That's weird and fucked up hearing people say that. It causes me a lot of cognitive dissonance.
Well, okay, sorry.
What the?
Sorry.
Explain cognitive dissonance. What points are we doing now?
I'm sorry, I did not mean to do that, but like...
You didn't?
Put this bitch in the psych ward.
Don't talk to me like I'm smart.
Cognitive dissonance is when someone says something to you that causes your brain to fight with itself.
Gonna need slower and smaller words.
Nick,
about your brain fighting with... Nick, fight!
Huh?
I am not your other side, Nick! Sorry. I am not what you could have been!
I don't think I was supposed to do
that. I am not your father!
I don't think I was supposed to do that.
Just like a couple of bear cubs wrestling with their paw.
Cognitive dissonance is when your brain fights with itself. And when people compliment me, I want to believe it, but oh god, I don't.
What would you rather believe?
I would rather believe the compliment, and I'm starting to let myself believe it. I think that's the antidepressants.
That's good.
Jamie.
So you're going to keep your regular appointments with your doctor?
Yes, that's important, because things can go bad. Yeah. And I like seriously want to stress this as a very serious point.
As you point to Nick.
Yeah, she points right at me.
No, I'm pointing to
this
the table.
This is a serious
this
point.
This is serious. No, I was pointing to the table.
Let's point.
Oh, sorry, I just said point to Nick.
This,
so Nick would take
this
some
table
steps.
Is as hollow and empty as Nick McQuick.
Yeah.
So.
True. But this one's plastic, and I'm made of fleshy prison of emotional deadness.
Yeah, it's way more sturdy and solid than you.
I know, it's so much more stable. It can actually support a family.
I'll share with all of you my life, because it's difficult to keep it in this cage.
What's your, where do you see yourself going in comedy? What's your goal?
Up the walls.
Jamie, before the podcast, Aaron was telling me that he's taller than you. Thoughts?
I think you should arm wrestle him.
True.
I work out, Mark, so.
Wait. Like, I mean, if we're talking, like, if we're going to get real weird with this, I'd be like, oh, well, like, if we started bending space-time, then maybe, like, we'd put us in, like, a quantum universe where you were, like, 8 and I am now. And so...
I was a fat 8-year-old.
So I would be taller.
It was like a whole sack of puppies.
Wait, hold on. You were fat at 8?
You are exactly like my friend Arian Florian. It's
I was
fucked up.
8 because I was fat.
No, hold on. Like, you were fat.
I have an
at
Aaron.
Your age.
I have an Aaron in my life that is like you're fuck. It's like fucked up.
I know, right?
I cannot even stress.
That's how
this.
All these people
and
feel.
Now, the more things I find out about him, the more it's just the same as the other Aaron. It's like, why are these?
This is a compliment, right?
Me?
This is a compliment.
Oh, this other Aaron, dear Aaron Florian, you are.
Should
a glorious
I beep that
human.
Name?
Hmm?
Should I beep it?
No, you don't have to.
No. Okay, but
he's a glorious human. He's one of
Nathan
my very good
is,
friends.
Nathan is just hopping at the chance to say something here.
Like, you were fat when you were younger, right?
I weighed as much as an 8-year-old as I do now.
I just want to tell the story about Aaron Florian.
All right.
When my
Jamie,
friend Aaron broke his collarbone.
You tell your story. I want to get back to this Aaron being overweight.
Okay, right.
I'm going to tell my story Florian. First because I'm the guest and I have ADHD and I'll forget it otherwise. And I'm going to hit the table. Sorry. I didn't mean to hit it that hard.
Nick is back in the poncho.
Oh, you could still you could just see his face just went sour there for a second.
I don't know why it's so angry.
It just went sour. It's like, oh, Nathan, there's so much hate welling up in you.
Yes, Nathan, there is. Yeah, so much.
You were just a hate factory.
I don't know if you've seen or heard or like know you at all, but yeah. You're just a big judgment machine walking around just dispensing like judgment wrapped in hate.
You know what they call those
and
people?
They don't even have to put a quarter in.
You're judges. Glorious, though. You're glorious.
My hate manifests is laughter.
It's witty. It's a witty hate.
Why are you steaming up over there? The old steam
because
bag.
I hit the table so fucking
he's drinking steam whistle.
No, he's getting mad at me because I didn't answer whistle. His I'm fat when
no,
I was
no,
eight.
Guys, if you don't recognize this, I'm laughing. You know, I know most people don't recognize me laughing and
enjoying
life. Oh my
god, that's
life.
A smile in Nathan world.
This is like, no, I'm having a good time. This is me enjoying life.
Wait.
Mark, that's what they look like when they laugh.
They?
I fucking hate you so much.
No, hold on.
Fucking hate you.
Nick, no, in all fairness, Nick would never ever make me laugh. When Nick said this is what they look like, he was referring to redneck races homophobes.
I'm swimming in my own snot.
No, as far as like Nick is, as far as you were involved, Mark, no, you could never ever physically possibly make me laugh unless you were doing it as like, I'm doing everything wrong in comedy kind of laughter.
What about like a tickle fight?
Wow, this is.
I'm sorry, did I say something
right
mean
now.
For a moment?
Well, I think you're a real cool dude, if that makes you feel any
better. Yeah, Mark,
better
you're cool.
That's like a compliment your mom would give you.
No, I genuinely think you're really cool.
She's a real person giving you a real compliment.
A real person giving you a real compliment.
Why,
I think you're a really
you.
Awesome person.
We should all say something
and
nice.
And I bet you're feeling
Mark.
So
Let's go.
Much cognitive
okay, so
dissonance
Jamie
right now.
Okay, so Jamie went first. She gave Mark a compliment. We're going to go around the table. I'm going to give a compliment next. Mark, I think you're a very nice person.
That was hers, though.
Oh, okay. You're committed to your craft.
You have to give Jamie enthusiasm.
Jamie enthusiasm?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see if we can weld this up.
Try it, buddy.
Okay, let's give it a try.
This is definitely getting cut.
Okay, give me a second here. I gotta hyperventilate just a little bit. Yeah. I gotta
you
get
have
my
to channel a dog yeah, that I, like,
needs 26
yeah.
coffees.
I gotta get my voice up into an upper register somewhere here.
Yeah, he's gotta think of this compliment.
Mark, you are a severely underappreciated performer. You have much farther to go, and you can make people laugh at will. Don't ever stop, because you've got greatness in you.
You did a pretty good job, but you weren't quite panicked enough in getting your words
yeah,
out.
Yeah, you gotta.
I'll go home and practice.
You have to.
That sounds
Jamie,
creepy.
Jamie talks as though the words coming out of her are snakes that are about to bite her, and she's just pushing them out.
Yeah, it's like you gotta just pull the thoughts out of the soup.
It's
just
like
pulling it out of the soup.
I'll do my Jamie complimenting Mark. Mark, you could be so much worse of a person if you. I mean, you there's yeah. You're not at the bottom.
Like me.
I'm not in the bottom.
You're not. At the
way
bottom.
To go, man.
My compliments are way more less backhanded.
Dude, you said the best one. That was easy pickings.
Sorry, I always said just as the idea, but what are we doing right now?
You're just going to say something nice
about Mark
in the direction of Mark.
Just say something about nice him. For you.
Maybe say it about Jamie.
Talk about it.
You
but talk
just say it about Jamie.
But replace the word Jamie with Mark.
Yeah.
Oh god, that's tough.
Well, no, I mean, so okay.
Mark, kind of you. Just judge off your appearance with your glasses and your very curly hair. You look like the famous Jew guy with his relativity theory.
I don't think that's a compliment.
Einstein wasn't Jewish.
Einstein was Jewish. It's in the name. Einstein.
No, I don't believe that.
Silversteinman.
He was also German.
That's
the greatest thing I've ever heard. He was like they offered him to the
everything's
offered,
becoming
the
greatest,
prime
isn't
ministership
it, Nick?
Of Israel to Albert Einstein because he was Jewish.
Shut up.
Well, that the G ice mark for 5 minutes there has ended. Back to the good old days now.
Just say something, Nathan. You're ruining it.
Are all your punchlines yelling? Because
that's not nice.
That's a question.
I'm sorry. I said because. So is a question.
was supposed to be a statement.
For some reason, I just like felt like I was on You Can't Do This on Television, and they should have just slimed you right then.
Is that a radio show?
Oh, yeah, American.
Me? Or because I was
just somebody should have gotten slimed in that moment.
Listen, I was judging someone.
It's like, I said, I don't know.
You guys should get into a serious tickle fight after the show.
I'm not okay
with that. My God, I'm so good at tickling.
No, because when I'm doing this is the only time I can focus and...
Jamie, you're not allowed to play.
Yeah, that's the thing. Oh, yeah, because... Oh.
Yes.
So, Jamie,
no, like, let's just let
I'm like
Jamie
a free
process.
Rogue agent now. So,
all right, Jamie, you've been doing comedy.
Yes.
One of us in this room finds you funny, and that person is me. Everyone else thinks you're a dick.
I know, I'm such a dick.
Anyways, I find you very
funny. With such a huge dick.
Yeah, but like, oh, so...
Nathan, don't you have a girlfriend?
Yes, I do.
Should you be giving out these compliments all willy-nilly? With your nilly-willy?
Nathan, why don't you go home and fuck your girlfriend, you homo?
Attached or unattached, give compliments freely.
Easy on the,
so
on the hate.
I find Jamie very funny. Like, and you draw your comedy from a very dark place. And I'm asking for me, because like, I have a bit that is very hard to do repeatedly. Do you ever have trouble coming from that place to do comedy?
No.
Really?
The only place I have trouble is when people don't get it. But I know it, I have confidence in it still. Self-esteem, it's weird.
Oh, sorry.
I've only had it for 2 months.
Sorry. I need to frame this differently. Like, say you were in a really bad place in your life and you tried to tell a story where you are the bad guy.
Oh, in every story, I'm the bad guy.
So my biography.
Okay. I'm the bad guy in every story. Okay. That's how being raised mildly Catholic works.
Oh, okay.
You are a shame machine that produces only shame.
Sounds like an Irish Catholic.
Okay. Yeah, that is.
Oh, shame machine.
I'm a perpetual shame generator, and it's not guilt. Would be able to be situationally rectified, but shame, it's like, oh, it's not I did a terrible thing, it's I am a terrible thing. So I'm always the evil person in every situation.
Aaron,
so,
make the podcast funny again.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the deal?
Sorry, guys.
To me, this isn't even heavy, though.
I know. That's the thing. Like, I can go deeper.
Because I don't feel heavy, so it's just not heavy.
This is casual information to her. This is where.
That's the thing. It's like I put everything out there, so nobody can use it against me.
Yeah, but like, so like, you've gone up and done.
I'm a shame machine. Yeah, nobody's
it's like everyone
mess
knows
with
I'm a shame machine.
Machine
I'm
like
a shame machine, but
like,
everyone knows.
Like,
I already know it.
Here's the thing. I don't mean to be insane. Like not a lot of Edmonton comedians have seen you. Not a lot.
No, I know that.
And not a lot of Edmonton comedians have like been able to like be embarrassed because, oh, she is doing everything I want to do on stage, but I'm not able to.
That's like, so, like bullshit.
You're brave. Yeah,
no.
You're so creative and courageous. You're brave. You're out there. You're doing it.
But I get to know that.
Jamie.
I just turned this into a bit.
Jamie, do you ever get the feeling that, like, you're not going out enough and not, like, doing what you need to do?
Why do your questions
I'm starting
take four
to.
Minutes?
I love how starting to. He's playing the part
I'm, like,
of
out, like, a good three times
here.
A week at least now.
Okay.
Three times a week. That's how often she goes out, and she's really good, according to Nathan.
Okay. We're going to have to go through this entire podcast and edit out every trace of Nathan being here, and it's just going to be a two-minute podcast of us laughing.
You laugh at me?
No, because if we take him out, then it's a happy, fun thing.
I used to have one of those.
Mark, don't laugh at other people. You hurt his feelings.
Fuck yourself.
So, Jamie.
No.
Oh, God damn, man. He's doing it some more.
Every question's a question with you.
Why are you doing questions?
I'm just along for the ride, boys.
No, you are the ride.
Jamie,
in a very...
What's your prescription for your glasses?
-6.5, -6.25.
I don't believe you.
Oh, shit. I am so legally blind.
Yeah. So you're not... How many people have you killed with a gun? Or otherwise? No. Today's going to be fun.
Yes!
Why do you talk about guns right now?
I'm like, homeless people don't count, right?
Not for anything.
Okay, good.
Do women use the, like, the homeless person card like guys use strippers?
Well, hold on.
That's not a real person because it's a stripper.
Hold on. You need to explain this.
I use the stripper card too sometimes, though.
They're not real people.
Yeah.
So, like, if you have sex with a stripper, it doesn't count?
I don't know. Nathan, does what? It? What does your girlfriend say about this?
You can still get arrested for it.
I've only had sex with three people before my girlfriend.
That's and how really many? Great. How many of them are alive?
How many of them weren't homeless strippers?
How many of them were alive at the time?
If they're homeless strippers, it's a negative person.
Oh yeah, so yeah.
You get one. You get one extra.
They don't count.
How many? Do you want?
They're not people.
The number? How many people?
They don't count if they're not people.
Or the number of people that are still alive.
Just the number of people that have escaped from your basement.
Oh, God. Damn it, Nick. You stepped on my punchline, but made it better.
That's what I do.
No, you don't.
I'm like you, that but better.
No, you're not.
Yeah. I got less hate in me somehow.
Do you guys want to arm wrestle?
I feel I freed myself from the constraints of so much of my hate, and it's so liberating.
Okay, so, like, Jamie, you say you have a lot of hate, but where does your hate come from?
Sensodyne.
Jamie, you say you have a lot of hate.
Really?
Where does it come from? I need to know this, because, like...
Bullied as a child. Ditched all... I was always weird. I was born neurotic.
You hung out with your sister. She's cool.
Let's step back a lot of steps. Where did you go to high school?
Fucking Sherwood fucking Park. Sherwood Park.
Okay, so, like, you were an artist in a place where, like, everything creative was...
Dead.
Yeah. It's like, blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
Maybe explain Sherwood Park to our listeners that aren't from the Edmonton, Alberta area.
No, I guess
so
just...
grew up in Sherwood Park.
It's like the Beverly fucking hills of Edmonton.
Yeah.
You know...
Okay, so like... and your sister fit in more than you?
Then we're here.
Quit making me feel shame, Aaron.
No, I'm not talking about whatever.
your sister felt you made you feel more shame.
Say what?
So, like, yeah, exactly. Your sister was more popular than you.
Oh, she did. Oh,
can
I
we get her on the podcast?
Yeah. Oh, I would love to have her on. She is amazing.
No.
Me and my sister are both like we're partners in fucking weird.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that a comic book I can expect out?
She was popular and not neurotic, and I was neurotic. And now that she's become an adult, she's grown into her neurosis. I was the non-rebellious, obsessed with being the good child, and she was the rebellious, not good child.
See, and I was the exact same way. Man. It's like neuroses just took over. Like me and my brother are the exact same person.
I was birthed of neuroses.
Yeah, it's that one gene.
Oh, my whole family has it.
Is it the jean shirt that you're wearing?
My whole fucking family has it.
Bad fashion callback.
Motherfucker,
it's denim, and I'm wearing it with khaki.
You're wearing it with a stutter.
I'm wearing khaki.
Okay, so anyways.
It's so, like, khaki time.
You're almost nailing drunk Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, way to fuck Jeff Goldblum.
Can you do Jeff Goldblum? Can you do his voice?
Yeah, for the rest of the podcast,
the dinosaur chase scene from Jurassic Park. Oh, you're doing it. God damn it, I missed it. Go ahead.
I was doing a shitty impression of David Duchovny doing a shitty impression of Jeff Goldblum on Celebrity Jeopardy from Saturday Night Live in 1998.
It was a great impression.
I kind of want to pull back.
No.
This is about the podcast.
So, like, you and your sister, did you feel like you were in competition with your sister?
I'm in competition with everybody always.
Yeah, you got to ignore him. If you want this thing to ever end,
I'm trying not to. That's my active battle.
The only way he goes away is if you ignore him.
So is that how I'm supposed to
if you would
him?
Just pay
like
attention to if
style?
You pay attention to Nick and pay attention to myself,
like
Aaron.
Mind?
What we do in the podcast is you have to like ignore him like he's a hallucination.
Just like a beautiful mind. I'm already close enough to this in life already.
Yeah, you're gonna have to use the skills you're learning. You're gonna have to really focus in.
I'm gonna have to employ my skills. Beautiful. I'm gonna have to employ my mindfulness.
What he wants you to say is it doesn't matter.
Quick, Aaron.
What was the battle?
Don't listen to him. Focus here.
Separate yourself.
Jamie, what are your goals in comedy?
I'm interested in talking about myself.
I know, no, we're going to do it no, ad nauseum here, later. No, this is
here's going the, comedy.
I wait.
Golden comedy.
No, okay. No. Hey, Aaron. Hey,
you remember when I
have to ask
me some fucking food.
Do I need to ask
Aaron,
it again?
I have to ask you a question, Aaron. Why is Sean in my basement?
I invited him.
Oh, are we doing another episode after this?
No, should we?
Sure.
I don't have time.
You don't have time? God damn it. Sorry.
Guys,
anyway, back to
is
reality.
Sleepover party now. Okay. We're just going to hang out.
All right. So, Jamie, like.
Sorry. It's a sleepover party. Nobody's ever leaving.
So, Jamie, you
that
want
sounds
to
like a Nick McQuickism. I made
well,
it funny, Nick.
It's never that I had to separate from my sister. It's just that I had to stop comparing myself to everything that existed outside of me. I just have to realize that I'm just my own self, and
oh
that's
my
fine.
God.
He's this not... So...
No,
giving into him.
Guys.
You're giving into him.
It's hard. It's like, you guys, this right now is like the inside of my head on a regular basis, so it's like another layer.
Is that
oh,
why my
Christ.
Shoulders are tense?
Do you... ever no, hope no, no, to one day have hair as glorious as Sean Gramiak's?
I wish. I've been trying to grow it out. It just isn't happening. It comes off in crispy chunks. I have to... Not lately. I've had it cut. But.
Are you going into like a big oven? You're not Jewish.
Stop.
I wish.
Stop.
Because your hair coming off crisped.
Okay, so you were competing with your sister.
Taking no. my name off the show. It's going to be the quick end.
Oh, no. This is not starting to come out.
The quick end race.
The quick end show.
The sinuses are starting to fill.
Listen,
what does that mean?
I'm sorry. I need to know this. Because like I want to feel connected to someone else.
It's impossible.
Maybe we
it's
should
impossible.
Just have a chat after.
Yeah, you guys have texting and email.
It doesn't work without microphones.
This is like the podcasting equivalent of the Titanic.
Except so instead
you
of
guys,
sinking,
it's all my fault because of
it's
my
blowing
Catholic
up.
Shame.
And then,
it was badly built.
Jamie, you grew up Catholic. When did you stop?
I wasn't even
when did you
Catholic.
Stop growing up?
Dude, religion isn't not an excuse for any kind of stupid behavior. Except for murder.
I agreed till the comma. So like you grew up Catholic.
My mom was never even
Jamie,
religious.
I'm gonna stop you right there. You got a booger on your lip.
Oh, really?
What's your plan for killing your mom? Because I have one.
You guys, I have to have not have boogers.
You have a
oh, okay.
plan on killing your mother, Nick?
Yeah. I'm gonna
there's
just wait for dementia
and,
to
like,
kick
just
in.
All flowing out
because I
head.
Know she's abused herself so badly that dementia will take her there. And I'm going to put her in a crooked old folks home.
I don't want to hear the finishing of this bit.
I'm just... No, it's not a bit. And then I'm going to pay the orderlies to beat her.
Me?
Every... No, my mom.
My mother...
What's your...
I want to say something about... No, I want to say about my mother.
No,
because we're all hating on each other's mothers. I just want to let everybody know that
don't
my
you,
mom...
Mrs. Maslow is a saint.
Your
Constance
mom is
Maslow.
Way too far of a flight
she's
to
far.
Pay to murder.
She's far. But listen no. to this. She's organized... a Disney cruise for her children and her grandchildren. So there's good out there. It's right. in the
My
Bahamas.
Mom has oh. so much love within her that was deadened in the same way that mine had been deadened for so long, but she just never had an escape.
It sounds like you're saying Denton.
Deadened.
Like the
deadened.
Inside of a tooth.
So, yeah. like, we haven't Denton. Got past you and your sister yet.
Yeah, but it wasn't a you made it about me and my sister.
Yeah,
I see. Know I did.
There you go.
Yeah, you're now, framing your questions.
For the
you
serpent he is.
But here's the thing: everyone now wants to know about it because it became interesting.
By everyone, he means no one.
Just There's him. Just one.
Do you own a Nike tracksuit similar to Sean Gramiak's?
Nope.
No, because it's a very nice tracksuit.
I'm an Adidas girl. What does Adidas stand for? All dicks about dicks.
Every day, da da dee doo dee da dee.
Dicks, dicks, dicks.
And that was the first moment we've heard from Mark McHugh this podcast.
I don't think I know how to read.
It's overrated, buddy.
Yeah, it's not good. There's audiobooks.
I think we're just about ready to start recording.
I think Nathan's just like Nathan's made it so boring that Aaron's just texting people now to see what they're up to. It's like,
Aaron is clearly texting
I'm
his
boring.
Wife, telling her that yeah, I still want to take you to this comedy show.
Oh,
definitely coming.
Yeah,
to the comedy show.
Should we?
Yeah. So,
what's
Jamie,
going on?
You've You felt like you were in competition with your sister.
No.
But now you're doing competition.
No, it wasn't ever that I was in competition with her.
Okay.
It was that I was in competition with everything.
Everything.
Every, okay. like, living human. And everything that they ever produced and did. Not in competition with my sister.
So like the funny
thing. It's like
thing,
my sister was just a person.
So the funniest thing George Carlin ever did. And like the funniest thing Louis C.K. ever did. You felt like you need to beat that.
Well, no, I don't have to beat that.
You just need to be there.
No.
I'm sorry. Are you making fun of me stutter?
No, to a good question. No, I was like, I should just give Nathan enough rope to hang himself. Nobody's... And I'm like, this podcast isn't long enough for this to make a point.
You guys just aren't ready for the depths of my darkness.
Of your pizza-ness.
That's a Tim and Eric Nightlife reference, everybody.
Jamie, I'm willing to go there. Like, you're there with like a lot
of
things.
Oh my God. This conversation should be reserved for our car talk.
Oh,
in the rain.
These guys are the
side of her
of
house.
Ship.
You know what? Fuck it.
Thank you, Jamie, for recognizing the real leadership here. Nathan, I'm going
to
put the.
I'm interested in a human being for a second.
It's really hard for me to not talk about myself. I am
that
like a fucking dog. You must guide me.
Jamie, if me and Aaron had a kid, what would it look like?
Aaron and Ollie.
It would look like
Shut
a combination of the two of your genetics with the epigenetics on top of that. To make a child.
That sounds gay.
Yeah, it's probably pretty gay because it would be the child of two men.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Not these two men. We're boys right now, swimming in an ocean. So deep you could drown.
Oh, my God. Don't make me give Nathan a microphone again.
So shallow you could walk.
So, Jamie.
This is terrible.
No. You turn around. Turn around in the corner.
Jamie, you've written a lot of stuff. Is there, like, a favorite bit you've done?
What?
Is there a favorite bit you've written?
I have like three things, so like I can't even go into that.
What? You have three things that you really enjoy to do on stage.
Yawning over here.
No, I reject that one.
Yep.
Like we can talk about. I'm like, nah. I feel like I don't have enough of like a depth of material to be like, I have a favorite of anything, because I feel like I'm just wading through sludge at this point in my life.
You gotta...
That's the best answer.
Shut up, Nathan.
How you do it, you go like, how many cars have you owned, and have you ever killed a man?
I've owned two cars, and I've killed a man's heart.
You're the hardest person to interview.
I have a question.
Why are you so nervous?
On airplanes.
Genetics.
nervous on airplanes?
Sometimes I get nervous on airplanes.
I get it. Me too.
Well, why are you nervous on airplanes?
What's that from? Who is that?
John Mulaney.
Thank you.
That's the current moment.
No.
It just
John
went
Mulaney
in your
bit.
Ears. What's your favorite food?
Cheese.
God damn it.
Why are you doing comedy, man?
Why? Is it to make cheese?
Here's a better question.
It is to make
cheese.
What would
you give? What kind of advice would you give to somebody who's just starting out?
Now.
The worst.
Faster.
Advice that everybody gives everyone.
Nah, tell me what advice you'd give.
Just be yourself. Except for there's like that whole, like there's a whole
that
bunch
work
of
for
layers.
Me. I'm not a good person. Yeah,
that's the worst
advice anyone can ever give.
No,
yeah, especially
but the thing
to Nathan.
Is what you gotta realize is most people think is themselves isn't themselves. It's just like this old, outdated ego map. Yeah. So it's like just.
You are who you want to be.
Be who you want to be. Fake it till you make it.
It's be who you want to be in front of people. Like in your
fake it
life,
till you make it. That's kind of my life philosophy.
Be exactly who you want to be. But like when you're in front of people, be the presentation that you want to put before.
Mark, what advice do you think Sean should give Jamie?
Okay, this is going to be good.
Are we going to watch High School Musical when I do your podcast?
What's this?
Are we going to watch High School Musical when I do your podcast?
Let me answer by saying this. When you do our podcast, it'll be a much better organized podcast. and it will have a consistent flow, and people will enjoy it.
Hey,
there will be a lot less Nathan Semenina at Skinny Semi on Twitter.
God damn! Where am I going to hide his body?
I keep being like astounded by the majesty of that cup.
That is a remarkable. That's a majestic.
Yeah, it's going to have more flow, isn't it?
I'm not going to kid you.
At volume.
There's no flow in this chick's soup. That had so many layers of whatever the fuck.
This good, is like a really long episode job. Of That 70s Show. That
the camera's just rotating.
Oh my goodness.
This is just going to end up being entirely edited out. And I'll have to come back another time.
So,
well, I don't think they do it like that. They're...
Well, speaking on behalf of Nick McQuick and Aaron Maslow, we'll be happy to have you back at any time.
Yeah, apparently.
You know?
Apparently any previous guest could just walk in and be the sound engineer.
And I hope you've learned something from this experience.
Oh my, yeah, I need better friends.
You need better friends.
I can be enough friend for everyone.
Are we wrapping it up, boys?
So you're on Twitter at dark_pizza?
_pizza, because I still have underscores.
That's not good.
I tried to ditch the underscore later, but it was taken by some dumb cunt.
I don't like dumb cunts. What if you were to, like, just make, like, a new one, like, Jamie Sherilyn Temloke? No,
Temloke?
That's a, isn't that your name? No?
Yeah.
Robert? Is that your middle
name? Jamal?
Robert?
This is like a 72-character long Twitter handle. Like, how is anyone going to remember any of that?
Good point. Good point. Let's defer.
Shoot for an acronym.
How many Twitter followers are you going to lose because of this?
I might gain 2.
Awesome. Do you have any, like, good causes or, like, things you do or, like, something that you want to raise awareness? People
fucking mental health.
You do good mental health?
Raise awareness to mental health in general. You guys, everyone, you can catch depression as quickly as you can catch a flu. It can come in and out of your life. And so I really care deeply about that. And I think that people should visit therapists and use it like a human oil change.
So if you're feeling depressed, go find an open mic and get 5 minutes of original material, I guess. And then welcome to the family.
Yeah, basically. I guess. That's how it worked for me.
Oh, this is way too crazy.
I feel like...
episode.
3 hours too long.
Far too long. Yes, exactly.
And I feel like it's all my fault.
Not at all.
It's Nathan. At Skinny Semi. You can blame Nathan at Skinny Semi.
It's Nathan's fault.
Send me message and be like, oh my god, I hate Skinny Semi at Twitter. And
the fucked up thing is they'll send me a message.
Dark _ pizza on Twitter and Instagram.
# get Hilton back.
I miss Hilton too.
Oh god. I'm Aaron Maslow.
We're done. What did I say?
Oh my god. Whoa, that was like a...
That was
just being inside this... That was just the same as living in my own head.
Yeah, it's more fun to be on the podcast than it is to listen to it.
Thank you, Jamie, for being on the show.
I want to come on again when I'm not, like, derailed and, like, fucked to the nines.
Cool.
Special song. I need you guys' help. This is for 2 special people out here in the audience. This is a song that I sing to my 2-year-old at home. It's called the Happy and You Know It song. It's for 2 people specifically. We're gonna change the word happy to tripping ball. Whoa, 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 whoa. And a 1, and a 2, and a, if you're off tripping balls, then you know it, go and sing. Woo! Woo! You're going to be fine. That's definitely a phone with them.